let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner talking to Grandpappy Spears just outside the Jot 'em Down store.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. I don't know whether I want to go inside that store or not. I don't want to meet no ghost. You've got to go in there now, Grandpap. Ben said that he wanted the whole citizens committee here this morning, and you're a member of it.
I just now resigned.
Oh, now, come on.
I've done it. I quit right now.
Now, I've got you this far, and I know that I ain't going to let you turn back now.
Well, now, let go of me. Don't pull me now. If I go in there, I'll go in there by myself.
Well, when you go in...
Wait a minute. Abner, did Ben sure enough say he was going to have Judd Vance's ghost here this morning?
That's what he said. 10 o'clock sharp. Well, now, he never said it would be Judd Vance's ghost. He didn't say whose ghost it's going to be, but of course I know that's who it is.
Yeah.
Bound to be.
How does Ben know he can get him in here right at 10 o'clock, though?
I don't know.
Or at any time, for that matter.
I don't know, Grandpap. Ben wouldn't say nothing more about it. He just said, get the citizens committee here tomorrow morning. So that's what we're doing.
When did he say that? Last night?
Yeah. He had me and Lum wait here in the store with him because he was expecting to hear the voice or the ghost or whatever it is that makes them calls, and we just about give up when the phone rang. And sure enough, it was the voice. He was calling the Blevinses.
Oh, my goodness. Has anything happened to the Blevinses since then?
Well, not that I know of. But here's the peculiar part. The voice sneezed. And that's when Ben said to get the committee here.
Sneeze?
Yep. Ben said we weren't supposed to tell that to nobody.
I never heard of a ghost sneezing before. Never thought they could catch cold as long as he's already dead.
Well, I don't know. I reckon it is more like a little drafty running around nothing but a bed sheet that away, especially in the night air.
Yeah, well, I think I'll just run on home.
No, you don't. Let me get this door open here.
Here, hurry up, you moon. Get on in here. You want to get this meeting started. It'll soon be 10 o'clock. Hurry up, Grandpap.
Well, I'll tell you, Squire.
Come on now, Grandpap.
Abner, stop pulling me. Let go of me.
Yes, that's it. Right in here now, Grandpap. You're the only one we're waiting on.
Yeah, come on, Grandpap. Yeah, we saved a chair for you right over there.
Can you make it all right?
Of course I can.
Howdy, Milford.
Well, hello, Ben. What's all this seven-legged to do about, anyway?
Oh, just a little idea I've been working on, Milford.
What makes you think you can get a ghost to walk in here right when you wanted to?
Well, maybe I can't make it walk in.
That's just about what I figured. I'm going home.
No, now, you sit down, Grandpap. We can't waste any more time here. We've got to get this meeting started.
Yeah.
Let's see. I guess we're all here now. Ulysses, are you Comfort sitting on that box?
Yeah, I'm okay, Mom.
I hope that box is stout enough.
That's okay.
Good.
Okay.
Go ahead, Squire.
Yes, Ben, I don't know any more about this than you do, but Ben Withers, who incidentally has been doing a splendid job as our night watchman for the town here, I think you all agree with me on that.
Yes, sir, you bet.
Hey, it's okay.
Oh, he's just doing my duty.
Well, he's certainly doing a much better job than our town marshal. By the way, where is Uncle Henry? Wasn't he going to be here?
Yeah, but he studied up some excuse. Forgot just what he used this time. Said he had some work down at the jailhouse or something like that.
Yes, well, it doesn't matter too much anyway. He hasn't been a whole lot of help to us on this. Well, as I was saying, I don't know any more about this than you do. But it seems that our good friend Ben has hit upon something pretty hot here. As a matter of fact, he has indicated that he's going to produce some kind of a ghost for us here today.
That's done it. I'm leaving.
I'm still not much of a man to believe in ghosts, but whatever this thing is that has been menacing our little town has got to be stopped. And if Ben is on the trail of something that'll get rid of this terror, we owe him our deepest gratitude. And we certainly ought to give him all the cooperation that we can.
You bet your life we ought to.
Now, I guess the best thing to do would be just turn the meeting over to Ben. He seems to be the one that knows what this is all about. So come on, get on up here and you do the talking, Ben.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I think I'll be running along.
You sit down now, Grandpa.
Well, I just thought of some work I'm supposed to be helping Charity with.
He's got along without your help for 50 years. I don't see why she needs you now. Now, you just sit down. You ain't no more danger than the rest of us.
Hey, have you got that baseball bat handy, Abner?
Well, sure have. Sitting right back there.
All right. Simmer down, you two. Can't you see Ben's waiting on you?
Well, it was Grandpa's call.
Well, just hiccup. Go ahead, Ben.
Oh, that looks good.
Abner, keep still now.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, I made a statement last night. I said that I would produce your ghost this morning at 10 a.m. And now, my watch is stopped. What time is it, Batman?
No, just a minute, Dan.
They want to be punctual about this.
It's about...
I don't want to keep the ghost waiting.
About 5 minutes to ten. A little less
than that. 5 minutes. I think that'll just about give him time to make it.
4 minutes it actually is, I believe. Yeah, 4 would be near to it.
Well, he can still make it.
Yeah, I think I'll be running along.
No, stick around, Alfred. I want you to hear this.
Well, Ben, I really ought to get on home.
What are you so uneasy about, Alfred?
Well, I sort of promised Charity that I'd get...
That's nice woman, Jack.
Ben, I ain't to say anything, but I wish you'd tell us just what this is all about. This nervous tension you got us under is terrible.
Yeah, special for a high-strung fellow like me.
Well, you can't hurry a ghost, Lum. What time is it now, Abner?
3.5 minutes to ten.
3.5 minutes. And exactly 3.5 minutes from now? What are you squirming around there for? Isn't that chair comfortable?
Well, I just hate to think of Charity over there all by herself, unprotected.
Well, she's not in any danger. The ghost is going to be here.
I'll go over and protect her, Grandpa.
No, Abner, you're staying right here with the rest of us.
Well, let me get that baseball bat then.
Yeah,
it's a good idea. Get me something too, Abner. A broom or some pigeon-toed thing.
How much time now, Abner?
Just about 3 minutes. Ben, I feel like Lum does. I wish you'd get to the point of this and tell us a little bit about what we can expect here. I think the committee would like to know just what it is you found, what clues you're working on, and all that.
Yes. You know, there's a lot of different opinions about those.
I'll get told them.
How they look and act, one thing and another.
I think I'm taking a chill.
Now, you take some people, they have the opinion that a ghost wears a white sheet. That'll change. There's others will tell you that a ghost looks more like a skeleton. It only hangs around in closets.
Well, what's this and we're going to see look like?
How's that, Lum?
I say, what's this and we're...
Yeah. Abner, how much time is
it? Two minutes.
Right. No, but you're going to wear out the seat of your trousers if you don't stop pitching around there.
Well, I tell you, I ought to be on my way. So
well,
I ought to be doing.
You can leave in 2 minutes.
I've got no business here.
I don't think you'd want to miss this.
Got goosebumps on your head tonight.
Ben, just where is this ghost, or whatever he is? Where's he going to come in? The front door?
Well, let's see. No, I don't think walking right in the front door would be expected procedure for a ghost. Do you?
Yeah, well, he come in the window, just sort of float in.
That's better, but I still doubt it. My guess is...
Oh, help! Help! Get in! Help!
Open your eyes and put down that baseball bat.
Where is it?
Ulysses just broke the box he was sitting on. I'm sure he was too heavy for that. Have you hurt Ulysses?
No, okay, I guess.
Well, good. Better just sit on the counter there.
Yeah, okay.
Abner, for goodness sake, stop shaking.
Oh, doggy, that gave me a scare. I've got goosebumps on my goosebumps. I bet he scared me out of 10 years of my life. Doggy, they are stacking up on you.
Yeah, I'll just settle down, fellas.
I've got to get over to Dick Hudson's store. There might be some telegram coming in from the paper.
No, Grandpap can't leave now. Ben, I think it's only fair.
Abner, how much time left?
I'll wait till my hand stops shaking here. It's like I'm waving goodbye to somebody. 1 minute, I believe.
1 minute. 60 seconds. In 60 seconds, you'll see him.
I don't think I can wait.
The mysterious voice. You'll see the menace of Fine Red.
Now, Ben, are you sure this isn't just some joke that you're trying to pull off?
Quiet, a second, you know.
Oh,
I want to give our goose a nice reception.
Joke it, I'm ready for him. I'll race him.
You know, Ben, Squire's right. This better not be no joke. This is too serious a matter.
Yeah.
Abner, let me have your luck. We want this to be active.
Yeah, sure, take it. I don't want to look at it no more.
Well, let's see here. 27 seconds left. 26.
Well, I guess keep going. Got to get a haircut. Okay.
One thing and another. 21. 20. 22.
Abner, better let me take that bat. I can handle it better than you.
No, I've got it. Let loose of that now, Lum. I know how to swing this.
12. 11. 10. Getting a little warm in here, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure I'll go outside and open the window.
You can open it from the inside, Grandpa.
Quiet. 3, 2, 1.
Well, where is he?
Right there.
Huh?
What's this?
There's your ghost. Squire Skimp, by the power vested in me as Deputy Marshal of Pine Ridge, you're under arrest.
Well, there's one ghost who kept to the point when he never intended to.